We're the Fugs.
Yay!
And we are honored to have been invited by Ray Davies to this year's Meltdown Festival. We'll start with a song from our first album. She is a child of the flowers. It's the summer of love. It's 1967. She's standing in the street barefoot holding a stick of burning incense. She's wearing a primary colored gown. She's slum, goddess of the Lower East Side.
Thank you.
sons and daughters of Experience, and it was the poem that Allen Ginsberg, the great American poet, heard. William Blake's ghost or William Blake's spirit chant to him in the summer of 1948 in a New York apartment. It's from our first album, Ah, Sunflower, Weary of Time.
Carpe diem, sing through the same. Death is coming.
This poem is, this song is inspired by Charles Olson's great poem, Maximus from Dogtown 1. The lines, we drink or break open our veins solely to know a drunkard showing himself in public is punished by death. I want to know. We drink or break open our veins solely to know. Hunger drives me onward to feel all of the skin, all of the skin, all of the skin. The thrill of the knowing blasts me out of my brain. I want to know. Into our eyes, hundreds of flashes cause us to feel the light in the sky. So we need to know. I want to know.
Time to serve. She's weak and is closely to vision. She's so thin, she shall not read. Her life is a watch or a vision. Between the sleep and the sleep.
Above Martha and the Vandellas. I was so proud. So this was our first single. It didn't do as well as the Kinks, but it did. It has this little niche in the lore of the Lower East Side. We were recording in a studio owned by Harry Belafonte. And For this song, we got a bunch of the Harry Belafonte singers to provide harmony. It was quite a thrill. Anyway, you can, it still is, has legs, this song. Still has pizzazz in the abyss. You can sing along. You'll hear the chorus. It's pretty easy to sing along.
Nor a thorn, nor a thread.
Well, we're very grateful to Ray Davies for choosing us to come over there. I got a phone call in Woodstock, New York from Jamie Beast, who is the overall director, I guess, of the Meltdown Festival. And I told her that the last time the Fugs played London was in 1968 when we played the Roundhouse. And our opening act was the Hare Krishna Singers. When the mode of the music changes, the walls of the city shake, which Tuli Kupferberg adapted from a saying, improving it quite a bit actually, adopted from a saying of Damon of Athens from around 460 BC, when the mode of the music changes. The walls of the city shake. Sort of like what happened with I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
When the mode of the music changes, when the mode of the music is changed, when the mode of the music changes, the walls of the city shake. He who does not dance, neither shall he eat. He who wants not prance, neither shall he treat. He who won't go mad, neither can he think. He who does not dance, neither shall he eat.
Passed away at the age of 86, a year ago. He suffered a couple of strokes that left him blind, but he kept on writing songs, even blind, having them posted on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and see a bunch of, what do you call himself, blind lemon tubers.
What's that, blind lemon tuber?
Blind lemon tuber.
Was he like, oh.
He was a great performer. Great songwriter in the tradition of Woody Guthrie, Bogie Carmichael, Phillips. We miss him a lot. Tuli, we miss you so much. Francis Wrightman in June of 1851. and wrote the first draft of Dover Beach, which Julie Kupferberg has set to a remarkable melody.
Thank you.
especially applicable in these days. The little apartment I rented in 1960 on 266 East 4th Street in the Lower East Side for $48 a month just sold for $400,000+ as a co-op. So this is a song by Taylor. I've been working for the landlord.
This is off of the Fugs Final CD, Part 1. I've been working for the landlord all my live long life. I've been working for the landlord, me, my exact wife. Can't she hear the alarm clock ringing? Call so early in the morning. Can't she hear the parsonage calling? And voices filled with scorn.
$1,000 bill, but you better get a test.
together in this particular ensemble for 25 years. We have on guitar and singing Steve Taylor. Bass and keyboard Scott Petito. On guitar, Kendrick Jones, percussion, Kobe Bennett.
To see the world in the grain of sand.
sand. And a heavenly new wildflower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand. And the eternity in the now. Robin red breast in a cage puts all of heaven in the range. A dove house filled with doves and pigeons shudders down through all its regions. Homeless, 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 homeless. Dog stuck at his master's gate. Begins the ruin of the state. A horse misused upon the road. Calls to heaven for human blood. Each shall cry of the hunted. A cherub in the seats to sing. Homeless, 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 homeless. The man asleep on the subway freight. Dreams the doom of the warrior state. She who weeps in a cardboard cart calls an end to the Wall Street heart. Homeless, 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 homeless. The pit that weeps the rock beneath. Engine runs of death. The beggar's rags fluttering in air. Dust to rags of heaven's tear. The soldier armed with sword and gun pulls and strikes the summer sun. One might come from the laborer's hands, shall buy and sell the miser's lands. Homeless, 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 homeless. To those poor souls who dwell in night. But does a human form display to those who dwell in realms of day? To those who dwell in realms of
wise gentleman in his 80s called I. was much mistaken. After our sound check this afternoon, we took a cab back to our hotel. pulled up by a magnificent, like, 1,000-person bike caravan of nude people. Power of loving. It was a marvelous... I called my wife in Woodstock, New York, and she asked to be emailed a photo. They don't do things like that even in Woodstock, New York. Thanks to Ray Davies for having us here. And his show last night was really amazing. So we'll close. It was our first single when we signed with Reprise Records. You know, they played our demo tape for one of the owners of Reprise, Frank Sinatra. He said, I guess you know what you're doing. And so I always, whenever I heard Old Blue Eyes, I always had a thump in my heart of gratitude that he allowed the Frogs to be signed by Reprise Records. And this was our first single. Many of you are too young to remember the era of psychedelic music, you know, lyrics like, when the purple marshmallows of infinity cascade down through the rotating triangles of time. Then we can dance together through the pot of galactic spinach to the ultimate truth of crystal liaison.
Do you remember that one?
I guess we'll have to come back. We can do two more songs. This is the first poem that William Blake ever wrote at the age of 13, or about maybe 11. It's in his first manuscript. It's a four-quatrain love poem. Amazing work for a 13-year-old man. How sweet I roam from field to field. How sweet I roam from field to field and taste it all the summer's time, till I, the prince of love, beheld in the sunny fields get dry. He surely lilies for my hair, and blushing roses for my blood. He led me through his daughter's bed, where all his golden pleasures grow. Sweet and use my wings to wear, and feed the spine my vocal range. He caught me in his silken net and shut me in his throne.
Puts me
Thank you.